times. It's time now for Greg Swiatek, the sports writer for the Friday News Post, and joining us this morning. We like to call him G Money. Good morning, sir. How are you?
That was like a circus entrance. Normally, it's a pro wrestling entrance. That was more circus-like.
Yeah, well, you know, changing it up every now and then.
Well, I appreciate that.
We do our best, Greg. We do our best. Hey, the Orioles made history yesterday. The A's had won 13 games in a row, and the A's made them look silly for the first two games of the series. And then yesterday, John Means pitched pretty well, and the Orioles brought out the big bats yesterday, Greg.
Yeah, Austin Hayes had a couple of home runs, Ryan, and you mentioned John Means, who has the lowest ERA among American League starters right now, 1.50. He had another great start yesterday. He was coming off a little bit extra rest because Brandon Hyde, the manager, wants to keep his starters pretty fresh throughout the season, so he had a great start yesterday. And the bats came alive, and it's just the Orioles' second win at home, believe it or not, this season. But yes, they ended the A's 13-game winning streak.
Well, you know, good for them, and you know, we suffer through the Orioles. Obviously, I know that you know, and we've talked about it, I think maybe last week, the Keys got a brand new general manager as Dave Seidelis is moving on. They're getting ready to start their season.
Yeah, their new general manager, Andrew, is a guy I don't know real well, honestly. I've seen him at Keys games. I've come across him, and looking forward to getting to know him better as the season goes on here. But Dave Seidelis was a great GM. He'll be great for the city of Frederick, for Visit Frederick. He brings a lot of expertise in the area of running organizations and running running popular civic attractions. The Keys were certainly one of them, and Dave will do great things for the city, I'm sure.
I wonder though, we mentioned this with the new GM and trying to sell this to the public. You know, they still are going to be the Frederick Keys. They're still going to have the fireworks. They're still going to do all the fun things that they've normally done. But we're so used to being an Orioles affiliate, and I don't know how that will play. And he was saying, well, now you'll get to see stars from all baseball teams.
That's true, and for the first part of the season, we won't know what teams they're playing for yet, because it is the draft league, and these players could presumably be drafted by anyone, including the Orioles. You could see future Orioles at Keys games, but these players could also be playing on the West Coast for the Seattle Mariners or the Los Angeles Angels, or we just don't know. And the midseason attraction will be the draft, of course, and then once the draft concludes, the teams will come back and we'll sort of know where these guys are going. But yeah, I think the experience will be largely the same as far as off the field, and we'll see how close the experience is on the field too. We could get some pretty good prospects through here.
All right, Greg, we have had a pretty nice sample size of local sports amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which of course is still ongoing. Not sure when we're ever going to see an end to it. However, my question centers on the concern of local officials, local coaches and local players, people that you talk to. How concerned are they that they are playing amongst a pandemic? And what are we hearing now from local coaches and athletic directors about next year, getting next year back to normal, getting the schedule back to normal and getting sports kind of on track schedule wise?
Yeah, I honestly, Ryan, I don't hear a lot of concern about playing sports right now, or I haven't heard it. So if there is concern, it hasn't been vocalized to me a lot. We, of course, have the vaccine now, and a large percentage of the population, more than half of the adults that can receive the vaccine, have gotten it in the county. So I think that's eased a lot of the concern. And to the second part of your question, I think there is a large expectation that we'll be back basically to normal, and schools will be normal, and by the time the fall comes, anyone that will have wanted a vaccine will have gotten it, and we'll largely be through the pandemic in the fall. So I think everyone is expecting a pretty normal start to the school year in the fall, both sports wise and academic wise.
All right, Mr. Swatek, I'm kind of thinking, the Wizards trying to play some good basketball too.
Yeah, they are riding their longest win streak since 2001. They won their eighth straight last night. Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook have been a pretty dynamic combination so far. I think they've exceeded expectations. Beal had another 30-plus point game last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He now leads the NBA with 30-plus point games this season. So as good as their winning streak has been recently, they're still in the play-in territory for the NBA. They're now firmly in that four-team play-in tournament, but it's taken some work to get there. So we'll see if they can keep it going and stay hot and maybe make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's just weird because the New York Knicks have experienced a real resurgence. They've won 9 games in a row, and if the playoffs started today, they'd actually get home court advantage. But for all the work the Wizards have done, Greg, they are still kind of like in 10th place right around the play-in tournament. It's weird. I mean, they literally have to probably run off 6 or 7 more games just to get in playoff contention and out of the play-in game status.
Yeah, I know, and that'll take them through the bulk of the regular season. So they will have only had to win like 20 straight games, Ryan, to get into the playoffs. It seems. yeah, they're playing well, and who would have thought that the Knicks and the Wizards would have 17 combined wins to their name?
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
Strange times in the NBA for sure.
Hey, right? do you hear anything about Bradley Beal? I know he left the game with an injury yesterday. Looked pretty bad. Do you know his status?
I saw him go down. I don't know his exact status. He did get up and he hobbled off the court, and he appeared to be walking on it at the end of the game last night because he did go down late in that game after making a layup. But I haven't heard more, and hopefully for the Wizards, it's not that serious.
Hey, so. Real quick, Orlando Brown was dealt to the Chiefs for a bunch of draft picks by the Ravens Friday, kind of at the end of the news cycle at the end of the day. Your thoughts on that move? And, I mean, the Ravens have so many picks in this year's draft. They could put themselves in a really good position, don't you think?
They can to potentially move up because now they have a couple of first-round picks. Late first-round picks they could package together to move up. But the thing that surprised me about the trade is they helped the team that they're vying with for the Super Bowl. they helped the team that they view as right there with them in the Kansas City Chiefs, and they just filled a major hole for the two-time reigning AFC champion. So that surprised me that they were willing to help the Chiefs like that. But yes, to your point, Ryan, they now have a lot of draft capital, and we'll see what they do with it starting Thursday night.
All right, Greg. Hey, thanks, man. We'll talk to you next Monday, okay?
Always a pleasure.
Sounds good, guys. Look forward to it.
All right, take care. Greg Swatek of the Frederick News Post. And I know, Bob, you follow him on Twitter. I follow him on Twitter as well. Good information being tweeted out by Greg Swatek of the Frederick News Post. 831 at WFMD.